Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, now into the second hour. Walter Berrien joins us in 30 minutes. We had him on a few weeks ago, but an hour wasn't enough. Forever isn't enough to cover all this stuff. We'll get into the double set of books and what's really behind the entire global crime syndicate. Vital info. So get ready with your pen and paper to write down notes or get ready to record this interview that's coming up. Right now, we're joined by Paul Joseph Watson, webmaster for PrisonPlanet.com and PrisonPlanet.tv, churning out multiple articles a day and doing a fabulous job. Paul, I want to shift gears for a few minutes to get into the illegal aliens, and then we'll get into Iran and that looming war and a lot more. We interviewed a lady yesterday who's got one of the oldest pro-America Hispanic groups, Lupi Moreno, on with us yesterday. She's a state worker herself, and she's seen the state security camera video just where she works with the illegal aliens storming the building, stabbing people with objects. In the local school, it was confirmed that police with teachers had to guard the flag from a horde of illegal alien students who tried to pull the flag down and put a Mexican flag up. They attacked police that same day. That was in the Orange County Register, but didn't make national news. They attacked police with bottles and rocks and marbles, and the police said it was a riot. This is happening everywhere, but the national media has got a blackout on it, Paul.
Yeah, they're toeing the line of government. I mean, Chertoff said that the issue on the border was being overhyped. It's basically a war zone. We wrote an article called The Secret Border Wars, and it mentioned, you know, 600 incidents where police had been shot at, American citizens abducted.
And then in the next 3 months after we wrote that article last year, by the end of the year, it was 800-plus.
Yeah, and you make the comparison over and over. Try walking over the border into Mexico, try making it past the feverish Mexican military, as I wrote, you know, the armed Los Zetas paramilitary drug-running gangs, and then try getting a job, try getting a bank account, try staging a protest, and you'll see what kind of reaction the Mexican government merits out to people who try to do that, especially illegals. So the supposition that illegal aliens who have entered your country illegally should be subject to a mass amnesty is completely insane.
Well, this is a big secret. Two articles, two separate issues we've covered, how a Bush PR firm with Fox is staging all this out of Dallas, Rob Allen and Co. And then the other big article is how there were violent attacks and takeovers, attempted takeovers of government facilities, and that the city, county, city, and federal buildings are on lockdown in Santa Ana right now and other areas. Confirmed, we put that report out, and you don't see the national media picking it up, Paul.
Well, no, I don't see Drudge picking it up. I mean, I personally sent it to him, but he's not interested in it. We've got similar problems in Britain, and the government just got caught releasing 1,000 illegals who were criminals and some were terrorists. They just released 1,000 of them, and now it's a big scam. But Blair and Clark, being made of Teflon, they won't resign over anything, so nothing's going to happen about it.
And by Teflon, they've got the media and the government behind them, so they can do whatever they want.
Yeah, exactly.
I tell you, Paul, there are so many things that are happening right now. I want to get into Iran when we get back. What are some of the other issues you want to cover in the 25 minutes we've got left?
I'd like to cover the media reaction to this Colbert address at this presidential media.
Yeah, just to show their fear.
Yeah.
What are some of the other issues we'll be covering?
The staged Mousavi trial has come to a close. We can tell people what that
was. Yeah, let's do that. Let's cover Colbert, then Mousavi trial, Zacharias Mousavi, then let's get into Iran and several other key issues on the other side of this quick break. And yeah, we'll jam a few calls in for Paul as well. Toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. And Paul will also give you some hints on some of the upcoming articles we'll have for you.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops massing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Corruption, crash into the lies and disinformation. We're here live. Thank you for joining us. Riding shotgun. We're here live Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central on the Genesis Network, back from 9 to midnight. Paul Watson with us. Coming up, we'll get into the biggest game in town, the secret slush funds that you can verify exist very quickly that state, county, city, federal governments don't want you to know about. Let's get into media cowardice and reaction, and Bush's reaction to Stephen Colbert, the comedian, with his deadpan humor over the weekend at the White House Correspondents' Dinner, and the aftermath of that has been huge. And we're not just focusing on some comedian and a speech. It's the reaction. That's the news, to understand the fear in this propaganda state. Then we'll get into the Zacharias Moussaoui stage trial, the Iran situation, and take a few calls from Debbie in Maryland and others. Paul Watson, you've done some great analysis of the Colbert situation. We played that clip on Monday. Why don't you recap what happened and then talk about the aftermath as the media has attacked him for simply being sarcastic and supporting Bush and just restating Bush's propaganda.
That's right. For those who haven't seen it, it's a neocon news anchor in the mold of O'Reilly or Limbaugh. Basically, he supports Bush all the way, but shows the hypocrisy up for what it is. And the Washington Post finally reacted yesterday, saying that it was rude
That's right. That's what they do first. That's what they do first is they try to ignore it, but the alternative media is here now, so they couldn't.
Yeah. And now C-SPAN have slapped a copyright infringement on the video. They've removed it from YouTube. They've removed it from Google Video. They're going to have a hard time removing it from the web because it's absolutely everywhere. But the Washington Post said that Colbert was, quote, more than rude. He was a bully. And the guy that wrote this, Cohen, is the same guy that said, without a doubt, Iraq had weapons of mass destruction, and that, quote, only a fool or possibly a Frenchman could believe otherwise. So that's
exactly what O'Reilly has said about Colbert. Of course, he's actually Irish. It's Colbert, but the T is silent. So these idiots can't even get it straight.
Yeah, and then you couple that with the reaction of the media elite to Colbert's jokes in comparison with this milquetoast Bush lookalike routine, which was totally unfunny. Anyone can see that by comparison.
And, of course, at other correspondent dinners in Roast in the past, they joke about Cheney shooting people in the face, all this. I mean, they themselves do. They joke about, you know, no WMDs here. Nope, no WMDs there. Remember Bush doing that? In fact, that was a year ago at the last correspondent dinner. Try to find that. I know it's in my files. It's in Jack's files, too, Scott. Try to find the, hey, no WMDs here, no WMDs there.
But, yeah, it shows you everything you need to know about this yellow streak running right through the establishment press in America.
Well, not just a yellow streak, lapdog worshipping. And, you know,
yeah.
I thought Colbert's, what he did was good, but it wasn't that hardcore. You could tell he was nervous because you didn't see it during the film footage, the video footage of him talking, but in photos, AP and Reuters photos, Bush is turning red just about 10 feet from him, staring at him with hatred. So the guy has... Colbert, on the spot, did a pretty good job, but I could tell he was nervous.
Yeah, but I wrote the article saying that the reaction shows the media are frightened to laugh because of their overwhelming desire to show fealty and
George
W. Bush.
No one was laughing. You don't laugh at the emperor inside his palace.
No, exactly, and Colbert joked about them. The media regurgitating Bush rhetoric as if it was news, which is proven. We just talked about it with Al Zarqawi. And then, you know, writing the fictional novel about an intrepid reporter who stands up to government in the name of truth. So he was having a pop at them directly as well.
I predict we're going to see some big scandal with Colbert. The dirty tricksters are trying to stage something right now. I predict within the next 2 weeks, a 90% chance, very probable that some woman will challenge him. A bunch of horrible stuff will come out about him.
Well, yeah, not to, you know, overhype it, but satire has always been important in speaking truth to power. Because I'm sure that in 1940, when Charlie Chaplin released The Great Dictator, which was his bumbling impersonation of Adolf Hitler, the state-controlled media in Germany were not big fans.
Actually, the new head of the FBI actually drove Chaplin out of America. Actually, J. Edgar Hoover didn't like him and revoked his visa. He had to leave.
Yeah. So,
for decades, but he had to actually leave the country.
And many Americans didn't like it either, because at that time, American relations with Germany were neutral. So that shows you the historical impact that satire and comedy can have. Bush's reaction, as you mentioned, after the speech, according to his aides, was more temper tantrums and fits of swearing, which is the exact response you'd expect from somebody who lives in this kind of Truman Show world where his reality is defined by whatever his advisors and aides tell him what reality is. And that was the butt of one of Colbert's jokes in the speech.
Well, Paul, this ties into Flight 93's forum on Universal's website being pulled twice now. Now it's gone because we took it over. We, quote, hijacked it with the InfoWar. And at the same time, it just shows how Google and now YouTube have pulled it. And, you know, because C-SPAN's running around trying to shut it down. This is totally political.
Yeah, but the video is everywhere. There's no way they're going to pull it from every website. But, yeah, there's always a reaction. You mentioned before the break the Betsy Hart piece. She tried to explain away why Building 7 collapsed by saying that people who question 9/11 are all afraid of Muslims. Well, you know, what's the biggest fear? The possibility that your own government is carrying out terrorism against you or some Muslims in a far-off country and little unorganized groups.
Yes, he said, we can't face the fear of how deadly they are. We're afraid of them subconsciously, so we decide to say it's our government because that'll make us more comfortable. No, it doesn't make us more comfortable knowing that the biggest military and most powerful government in the world is run by murdering psychopaths. No, Betsy.
Doesn't make me comfortable either. And then there's media reaction to Colbert saying, how dare he criticize the president, he made it out as if we live in a dictatorship, all this.
Bush has been announcing he's above the law.
Well, yeah. Dictatorship is not always going to look like, you know, funny hand salutes and concentration camps, although I'm sure they're preparing those, they are. But, I mean, it was in Boston Globe the other day that Bush has declared, 750 laws to be obsolete because he doesn't agree with them, even though they've been passed by Congress.
He's not allowed to do that constitutionally. Let's shift gears now into the Zacharias Moushawi trial. For 4 years, he's saying he's innocent, he's a patsy, it's staged. Suddenly, he's got an electrocution belt on him. He looks totally disheveled and drugged out, according to witnesses and the sketches. And he comes out and says, okay, I did it. I'm Al-Qaeda, bin Laden. And then he issues some defiant statement of you'll never get bin Laden in his speech yesterday. I mean, this is ridiculous. Meanwhile, FBI agents said he wants to know how to take off, not land, over 10 times, tried to get wiretaps, and were told to back off of him. And the FBI agents that blocked the investigation got the biggest cash bonuses in FBI history, and other prominent FBI department chiefs in Phoenix and Chicago and other areas went public and told they were told to back off and, quote, we'll be arrested if we tell you what we know. All we can say is the Bush's vacation with the bin Ladens.
Yeah, and you'll notice that MSNBC reported that he was fitted with this stun belt, whereby if he said anything that they, whoever they are, didn't like, he was electric shocked. And that was at the time when he was saying that he wasn't involved in 9/11. This story comes out about him being electric shocked and suddenly he claims involvement and wants to die as a martyr. So he fits the classic MO as a patsy.
Well, it's like our pilots, when they get grabbed by the North Vietnamese, these are true stories, or by the North Koreans decades before, they would actually blink with Morse code, torture, torture, torture. And then that was confirmed. They'd been tortured so bad, but they were still defiant. That they were there blinking. I've been tortured. This is a false statement. It's incredible. We have a government that admittedly tortures. You can't believe anything you hear after that. Last hour, you documented, it's in mainstream news, the Pentagon said they were going to claim that Zarqawi was reemerging as the leader in Iraq, and then they staged fake letters.
Right. With the Moushawi trial, it came to a crescendo just after Charlie Sheen had come out on 9/11. Where they started playing these supposed cockpit recordings from Flight 93 of these Arabs shouting Allah Akbar as they take the plane down. Funny then that the New York Times report regarding the air traffic control tapes out of Long Island, which were shredded, cut up, and put in different waste paper baskets all around the building.
Under orders.
Under orders, yeah. That was never an issue. There was no investigation into those tapes, but whenever the tapes come out that back up the government version of events, they're released to the public. Now, why would have those tapes have been shredded?
Well, it's like firefighters and police on record that found three of the black boxes, really orange boxes with yellow stripes, at the Ground Zero, and the FBI said, you shut up, national security. They loaded them on four-wheelers and drove them out, and the feds then said we didn't find any of them.
Right, and then you've got Rudolph Giuliani gets up there and goes into the horror about seeing people fall from the buildings and stuff. But again, he doesn't mention the fact that he got a warning, as he told Peter Jennings, to vacate his command bunker in Building 7 before either of the towers collapsed, which, of course, was an unprecedented event. That wasn't mentioned, so it's
the then they denied
condition.
They were running Tripod 2 drill, where they'd already moved out the night before, and then Giuliani in testimony admitted that was indeed true. We'll be right back with Paul Watson, take a call or two, get a little bit into Iran as well, and Walter Burian will be joining us.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one of the 45 objectives of international communism was to have America become involved in free trade? Without tariffs on cheaply produced foreign goods, our manufacturing base, which would not be able to compete, would be forced to move their manufacturing plants overseas or to Mexico. This would throw millions of workers out of work and completely destroy the middle class that has made America great. We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 and request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of death. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
We're going to talk to Debbie in Maryland in a second. Paul, one of Iran's admirals a few days ago, as you know, said that if they're attacked by the U.S. or Israel, they're going to attack Israel back, and there was global shock that they would actually fight back. And again, I'm not defending Iran, folks, but our government overthrew them in 53 when they had a good elected government. The whole thing is staged. The globalists want the oil. Vice President Cheney wrote that in PNAC. And they're just going to start World War III to get Bush's approval ratings back up and keep this New World Order moving. They've even got the French and the British wanting to do it, showing the New World Order is designing this whole thing. And now Iran's back down. They're saying, no, that general doesn't speak for the military, or that admiral doesn't. We'll go ahead and let you attack us. And so I guess they'll just sit there. Bush is saying he may use nukes on them. Can you imagine if they get nuked and just sit there? I say that's good. They should show they're nice and accept the bunker-busting nukes at 216 sites. Paul Watson?
Right. I mean, the rhetoric, compare the rhetoric to North Korea. Basically, on a biweekly basis, North Korea not only threatens to destroy the Earth, in Kim Jong-il's own words, but nuke U.S. cities. And they have nukes. It's why they accepted that they've already developed them. And yet no reaction whatsoever, because they're not next on the list. Iran are. They deny that they're funding this MEK terrorist organization to destabilize the country, when they've admitted in Iraq that Negro Ponte is back in control over the death squads in Iraq. But they claim...
And it's Negro Ponte's group. It's Negro Ponte's group connected to Savak. He was in Savak, the secret police. He's a really evil person, running the attacks inside Iran. I mean, there are actual bombings every week in Iran connected right to our government. Can you imagine if Iran was bombing us right now?
Yeah, and you read the Tehran Times online, and it talks about those bombings and who's behind them.
But it's in mainstream British news today that the U.S. is denying they're behind the bombings. I mean, it's in the news.
Right, and then in Iraq you had these SAS personnel who went and shot at police and tried to attack a jail. So they admit they're doing it, and we've got examples where they've committed these destabilization programs. And
well, I mean, Ray McGovern was Ronald Reagan and Bush Sr.'s chief CIA analyst every morning, very high level. And without me even prompting him a few months ago, he said he believes the West is behind these mosque bombings.
Right. Because they have a plan to elicit order out of chaos.
It when do you think they're going to attack Iran, or do you think they'll attack Iran, Paul?
I have no idea. If they do attack Iran, then the escalation of it all depends on Iran's response. I think if they're going to do it, they've got to do it before the 2008 election, obviously.
Well, I think it may happen before the midterm election this year. Let's talk to Debbie in Maryland. Debbie, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, hi. It's my first time listening to your show. I find your views very interesting, and a friend of mine, Jack's, been educating me on your views. And something I was wondering what you would think about, if since Charlie Sheen has been on your show and shown your support, and so now Denise Richards has come out with all this ugly stuff about him, do you think it's like possible that somebody got to her and they're trying to discredit him because he was on your show?
I've been asked not to talk about it. I know.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, I mean, I've been asked by Charlie. I know everything, and if I could only tell you. I guess it's on record in the filing, though. He was told, shut up about 9/11 through her lawyer 2 weeks before all this happened.
Wow.
And that's in the, yeah. And so I can say that much. And other things happened, and if you could even imagine, I don't even want to get off into it.
Right.
It's so horrible. It's all made up. He has said he's being extorted. And, 10 years, he's been clean, no problems, nothing going on. He does this, boom, all this comes out instantly.
That's what I'm saying, and that's sort of what's been a hook for me to start being interested in your views and everything.
Well, you know, now it's coming out, and, of course, I knew about her and the Bon Jovi guitars.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I knew about that months ago, and I just was told not to talk about it.
Oh,
and she's been dating him a lot longer than you've been told, while he was married, while she was married to Charlie. And it's just, I'm not going to say any more. Thanks
okay.
for the call. Appreciate it. Paul, you want to comment on that as we close out this interview?
Well, yeah, even aside from all that, the media's response to Charlie Sheen's stance on 9/11 was to attack him on what may or may not have happened in Sheen's past, uniformly failing to address any of the points of evidence Sheen raised. Even when he repeatedly challenged the media to address those points, they failed to do so they haven't changed tack whatsoever.
No, they haven't. But you'll be hearing from Charlie Sheen. Don't worry, ladies and gentlemen. Believe me, what you hear about him is just it's total bull. All right, Paul Watson, great job. We'll be looking at your work at PrisonPlanet.com. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
Folks, we've got 16 different specials on InfoWars.com on the online video and bookstore on the secure shopping cart. We've got deals where some of my films are as low as $5.95 a piece, full-length feature films. We've got deals where you get three DVDs and you get $15 off. We've got deals where you get four, you get $25 off. We got deals where you get three books and get half off. I mean, I just want to get the information out to people. It's so important. And your support makes what we do here possible. So please visit InfoWars.com and spend some time looking at the specials. Most of the films have trailers or free video clips. In some cases, large excerpts of the films are free right there. It's all available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. If you call that number, we got folks who will answer the phones, can answer your questions and take your order or send you a free catalog, whatever you like. 888-253-3139. Or write to me, I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. I mean, here's an example. If you get my new film, The Order of Death, with new footage inside Bohemian Grove, shot by an employee last July, inside the idol, inside the human effigies they burn of children, this is where the world leaders go. This is admitted. I snuck in there in 2000. We now have the second and only other video inside. And then we get into the locals engaging in their own occult activities. We get into the Illuminati's connection to the Nazis, the Ku Klux Klan, to Skull and Bones. When you get that video, absolutely free, you get the re-edited, remastered, updated original Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove absolutely free on the same DVD. Okay? And we have another deal where you get Loose Change Second Edition, an amazing film. Instead of watching it online, folks, get the original. You get that and the Order of Death for $34.95. That's already $10 plus off. And then you get the Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, the classic, free. So the two-video special is already discounted, and then you get a free film on top of that. I mean, that's just an example of the 16 deals that are up there on the site. I mean, we've got T-shirts as low as $9.95 on the website, and they're made in America. So an extra large is costing me like $6.50. I'm selling it at cost. I just want you to be wearing Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com pro-America, pro-Second Amendment T-shirts. I want to get the word out. That's what this is all about. So, again, Infowars.com or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or get a 15-cent-a-day membership for a month at PrisonPlanet.tv. It's a great activist tool. You can download all the materials right there. Now, I know we got loaded phones. We'll get to your calls, I promise. But I had him on a few weeks ago. I don't normally have a guest on. The only person we have on every 2 weeks is Paul Joseph Watson, because he's one of our in-house contributors. But I hadn't had Walter Berrien on in a few years, and I had him on for an hour, so that's 46 minutes of broadcast time in an hour. So I wanted to have him on for a little bit more to get into the biggest game in town and then spend some time on the personal things he's been through. We've seen what's happened to Charlie Sheen. We'll talk about what Walter Berrien's gone through. And so, Walter, it's a great honor to have you on. I think you're an American hero.
Good afternoon, Alex, and I thank you for that comment. The people that are listening to your show today, I highly recommend that they call all their friends, all of their associates, their business contacts, and a few of their politicians, and have them immediately tune into the show. What I'm going to cover here today is, you know how you've always wished you could jump back in time and change what happened? We're actually going to do that today, Alex. We're going to jump back about 30 years, change things for the better.
We're going
to
talk about what if. We're going to talk about what if. And before we do that, tell us how you found out about this. Tell us in a five-minute nugget what we're dealing with for those that have missed it and don't know what a comprehensive annual financial report is. Give us the history of how you woke up, the history of what it is. Give us a few basic numbered examples at the state and federal level, and then let's launch into what if. And then we'll spend the last 30 minutes of the show talking about what you've been through. Go ahead.
Well, in plain language, the United States is the wealthiest country in the world. Trillions of dollars of annual production. Government gross income brought in approximately, local and federal, approximately $8.5 trillion in 1999. Now, their tax income for government was $3.4 trillion. Everyone will say, well, you just said $8.5 trillion. Their tax income was $3.4 trillion. Their non-tax income was about $5.1 trillion. The government has developed into a for-profit corporation. They started so in 1946.
You're putting the cart before the horse, my friend. Let's go back over that in a second. Tell us who Walter Berrien is, what you've done in the financial circles, and then how you woke up. Then let's get into the scam.
All right. In 1990, a governor got elected in New Jersey by the name of Jim Florio on a no-new tax platform. As soon as he gets in, $2.8 billion tax increase, the largest in the state's history. Now, it was from the prior administration, but he could have vetoed it. He didn't. The proverbial hit the fan. Two DJs, John and Ken from 101.5 FM, started doing some rabble-rousing on examples of waste and misspending in government. I was listening, and on the first couple of days, I heard examples of $5,000, $15,000. Highest figure I heard was $85,000. And I said to myself, come on, guys, you got to be real. The state's dealing with billions of dollars. I pulled out a copy of the budget report, which is the only thing I was aware of at that time, wrote out the bottom line figures. They had $11 billion on budget, $6 billion off budget, total service budget $17 billion, and showed net available $25.6 billion. And I said, come on, guys, if there's fraud, waste, and misspending taking place, it's taking place on tunes of tens of millions, if not hundreds of millions. The DJs challenged us to start an organization to repeal the tax increase. 10 of us got together and incorporated a group called Hands Across New Jersey.
Now, and you already worked. You already worked
in 3 months.
Walter, you already worked in the financial sector. Tell us what you were doing.
I was a commodity trading advisor for about 10 years. I used to do a national news line coast to coast, basically focusing on silver, treasury bonds, and worked for Merrill Lynch for about a year. And primarily, I've been running my own company as a CTA for about 14, between 1978 and 1992. And also, I was the national sales manager for a group called the U.S. Trading Championship, U.S. Investing Championship, and the Money Managers Verified Ratings, which was the first open competition for stock, option, and commodity trading.
So you were very successful in the commodities markets and in the investing markets.
I was doing it for about 14, 15 years. I wasn't a big guy, but I saw all the players. I knew the attitudes, and I saw what was going on. And the bottom line was, when I learned about the Comprehensive Annual Financial Report, I said, why have I never heard of this before? Most of the people in the brokerage industry, you know, the lower level, we're not aware of the Comprehensive Annual Financial Report. The upper echelon, you better believe it. There was more money behind the Comprehensive Annual Financial Report than you can possibly imagine. Government was promoting to the public selectively created budget reports. Now, budget is strictly how much they're going to spend for the year and how much they're going to allocate. It has nothing to do with the decades and decades of wealth that we're building up or the decades and decades of venture and enterprise projects they separated from the budgetary basis that were generating billions of dollars.
Let me bring an example in right now of this. It came out in Congress 3 years ago. It came out 2 years ago. It came out this year again, and we have the testimony. We played it, that over $3.5 trillion has been stolen in the last 6 years out of the Pentagon. And I get, and this was in the Associated Press. It was in the Oregonian. And it was in a few papers, but didn't make, you know, big national news.
They have no accounting for it whatsoever.
Yeah, but I mean, exactly. But this is a real story, folks. And then I get emails going, well, the military's budget's only $680 billion, and that's what it's increased. So you're a liar. How can they be stealing $1 trillion a year? Folks, they were stealing the investments. Now, sorry, Walter, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. All right. The most people would look at a budget report, and they're looking at what government's spending and what they're allocating. It's like if you or I had a budget for our house of $30,000 a year, we're auditing $30,000 spent, $30,000 applied. If we spent $31,000, we'd have a $1,000 shortfall on our budget. Well, say, for example, under the same example, we had a gross income of $500,000. We had $1.5 billion in investment assets. Okay. Our $30,000 budget is insignificant compared to our gross, you know, income and net worth and investments. Government was holding back their gross income and investment revenue from disclosure to the public on a cooperative venture for 65 years, starting in 1946. Now, to do that, to hold back an annual financial report from the entire population of the entire country, it required the full cooperative effort of the syndicated media and controlled education. Both were included in on the comprehensive annual financial report. There's a symbiotic relationship of sharing the money. The only one who was excluded was the entire population of the United States. Both political parties, Democratic and Republican, all had copies. Senators, congressmen all had copies, and they all knew not to mention it, not to discuss it. The aspect of that expression, silence is golden, was truly golden.
By the way, I don't want to get into names, but we lost an affiliate last time I had you on, and you told me years ago that happens every time you go on. And then the last time you were on 3 years ago before that, I talked to the station manager who openly talked about the mayor calling up threatening him.
Well, I'm going to mention one name. You're familiar with Jeff Rentz, correct?
Yes.
Jeff was very instrumental in doing many shows in the Comprehensive Annual Financial Report. We did a three-hour marathon one day, and I hit really hard. 2 days later, his entire CBS affiliate radio stations, 87 stations, canceled him in his own backyard because the money involved is obscene here. Now, people that cooperate with the game have been greasing their pockets.
Well, I just want the listeners to know the risk we're taking doing this, okay? This is serious stuff. You better pay attention. Okay,
it's
I'm
war.
Taking risks.
It's war, Alex. It's war. This is war. And what I'm about to, I'm going to make a special announcement today, Alex, regarding that war. And I've chosen your station due to the fact that you are Infowars.com, and Texas is a great state. I'm going to put out a challenge to you, and I'm going to put out a challenge to the state of Texas.
Well, now, let's do that challenge later. Let's continue with what these comprehensive financial reports are and what we're dealing with.
Basically, you're dealing with an annual financial report, the same as AT&T, IBM, Xerox, or any other company would have. It shows your total cash gross receipts, total investments, total assets, total liabilities, and it gives consolidated balance sheets showing the whole picture. Now, the budget report, which was, as I mentioned, promoted to the public, were selectively created budget reports. They have basically the cost side of government, which they showed to the public, and of the service side. Mostly tax revenue was shown in the budget report. If you look at a budget report, and it's primarily 95% tax income. The annual financial report, though, would show the billions and billions and billions of dollars of investment income. It would show the enterprise and venture projects that were separated from the budgetary basis without $1 directly going back to support the budgetary basis. Now, Jim Florio, back in 1990, he decided to go out on a campaign for 2 weeks, stopping all across the state, 3, 4, 5 stops a day, to promote his $2.8 billion tax increase. I caught him on the first stop, Pete and Sally's Diner in Hamilton Township. All the press was there, syndicated media, ABC, CBS, CNN. They asked me to sit down with him and his wife for lunch as the incorporator for Hands Across New Jersey at the time. It was about a 45-minute conversation. We had about 150 reporters rammed in around the table with their handheld pocket recorders, and the cameras were all gone. At one point, I looked at Governor Florio, and I said, Governor Florio, myself as a financial advisor, if I had a stock issue and sold 100% of the stock in my company, and I made a $10 million profit this year, and I disclosed to my shareholders I made a $1 million profit and paid dividends on $1 million, number one, that's misrepresentation, number two, it's fraud, number three, I'd be in jail. I said, the state of New Jersey is conducting business as usual, doing the exact same thing, and they've enacted statutes for them to do what would be totally illegal for any public corporation to do. Now, I thought he'd try to skate around a response to that or go someplace else. The reporters were jumping up and down on their toes. I mean, big smiles on their faces, stretching their arms in as far as they could with their handheld recorders, waiting for a response. He looked back and he goes, yeah, I know. I've been trying to do something about that. They never let him out in public again. They canceled his entire tour. Now, from the first day, for first stop, they canceled the next 2 weeks. Never let him out in public again. The bottom line is, you have so many people cutting deals from the investment accounts, from the non-budgetary cash flows coming in. Two-thirds of the gross income is non-tax income. Only one-third of the gross income is tax income.
Now, and then there's only a discussion in the media of the budget, so they can always claim there's not enough money.
Correct. Just on that example I mentioned with the $30,000 on our budget, we spent $31,000, we have a $1,000 shortfall on our budgetary basis, okay? It doesn't make a difference if we're making $500,000 a year, we have investment funds of $1.5 billion, we're looking at our $30,000 budget, which we spent $31,000. So we have a $1,000 budget shortfall. That game has been played across the country. The bigger the city, the bigger the organization, the more they play the game, because there's more money involved. And I've noticed at every turn of the page, guess who you find behind each page? Attorneys, judges, commissioners. Did you ever wonder why half the governors and congressmen and senators now in the country are attorneys? They're continuing to create their own statutes to make more money, consolidating and covering up for any errors they made in the past. It's no accident. It's intentional. But the bottom line here is the public needs to take corrective action very quickly, because there's a free-for-all going on, and they're consolidating this free-for-all. When you talk about the one world order, we've implemented the structure, the corporate for-profit government structure, now in two-thirds of the world.
And the incentive is to use government to come steal our wealth and then pipeline it directly to the private interest that own and control our government.
The public just becomes a productivity resource to be tapped and drained. It's like the difference between Russia and the United States, what I've seen when you look at it in real terms, Russia said, we're the states. We control everything, and we will take care of you. In the United States, they put up an illusion that you're going to become wealthy or can own your own property and own, you know, your own life. As they keep you running like a chipmunk running on a treadmill chasing a carrot, as they're tapping off 85% of the energy produced. Period. They constantly keep tapping off more money, more money, more money.
That's right. Just a few years ago, it was in the high 70s. Now it's in the low 80s. It's growing. I mean, and they're just wildly grabbing everything now.
Now, New Zealand. On my website, you'll see an article that says New Zealand. New Zealand had the right idea. They had the same type of expansion where government became about 60, 63% of the GNP, gross national product. which it is today. Government is the largest form of revenue and equity and business in the country today. I mean, they control, you know, 60-70% of the stock market. They've taken over the insurance industry by investment. Government owns and controls everything. Okay? New Zealand cut back government by 75%. And after they cut back government by 75%, everyone started thriving. Now I'm going to go a step further than that. As I mentioned, we're going to make a special announcement. This is real important, Alex. The people need to have everyone tune in to your show.
Stay there. We got a break. We're going to. Do you want to make that announcement, which I have no idea what it is, after the break?
I'd like to make it straight where we have at least 5 minutes to clean. Too.
Okay, let's do it early in the next hour then. Let's come back, though, for laymen who don't understand what you're talking about. I like the examples you use of, say, in 2001, what Manhattan had in assets and in non-taxable, you know, funding, their revenues, or any other example. You use a school district you've looked at. Explain this to people. You need to explain this to people when we get back with Walter Burian.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flowed through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 post-filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
Walter, we've got 5 minutes right now. If you want to issue your challenge, you can do it in the next hour. What do you want to do?
I'd like to put out the basis of the challenge. And I'll give a little lead into this. As I mentioned, government has turned into this financial conglomerate for profit. In the last 65 years, government has taken over. Corporations. Say, for example, any corporation you want to start off, you'd lobby government to invest their investment funds in your corporation, get all the money you need if you wanted to have your competition have a little interference run. You could do that also. The money was obscene. If you and I were congressmen and we knew one of the pool managers or fund managers and we wanted to build a condominium complex in Sydney, Australia on the beach and we needed $45 million, we could call our buddy up and say we need $45 million. We just incorporated a company called New Zealand Coastal Properties, Inc., and, in fact, we listed our two accountants as the CEO and president. Our names are really not even tied into it. And we say you need $45 million, and he goes, well, you'll have to prepare a prospectus, cover point A to Z, everything's going to have to be letter perfect, and you're going to have to offer the rate of return we're accepting, which right now, by the way, is 3.1%. And he goes, in fact, here's three prospectuses we approved last year along the same lines of what you're doing. He gives us the blueprint to draft for our project. We submit it to him. We get our approval for $45 million. We build our complex. It generates us $8 million a year, and we return $4 million back to as a return to the fund. Deals like that are cut 365 days a year, 24 hours a day. And they have been for the last 45, 50 years.
And that's government doing that. Now, to understand, big global corporations back in the 40s, after World War II, started in the Chicago 1313 model, Metro, key global corporations made the deals with government to give them the investment. So it's really corporations controlling and growing government to then feed the wealth back to them. It's not free market.
And you will not see government pension funds consolidated as to the totals, but I've looked at the totals, and local and federal government pension funds equal about $28 trillion in this country, and they have never missed a heartbeat. Now, back in the 60s, they were restricted from only investing maybe 5-10% of their assets in internationally. It had to remain in the United States. Well, they changed that, starting with NAFTA and GATT and so forth. They started promoting trading outside, business outside of the country so they could invest outside of the country. All of these corporations moving outside of the U.S. were losing U.S. jobs, okay? The real motivating driver behind it is the government investment funds promoting that these companies move out of the country.
And that's why
so
Americans
have
are always
profits from the use of cheap labor.
The cheap labor. That's why the government has all these laws and incentives. They'll pay you to move offshore.
Yeah, and then they own your company. They own the majority of the stock, so they make a phenomenal windfall of that tax-free profit on the stocks without $1 going directly back to support any budgetary basis. Yeah, it's just a windfall for them to
now reinvest. Yeah, no services. And then on top of it, Walter, now they've passed a law 2 years ago to get rid of the cash balance accounts where they can actually say that you don't own your pension funds anymore, and now they're starting to move against the pension funds. Why are they so greedy that even though it's a very small percentage of the investment funds would pay for the pensions, why are they moving to start defrauding the pensioners?
Well, the bottom line is when you trade the market, you're competing against governments. Okay? When you take, after 9/11, when 9/11 happened, right before, 3 months prior, I noticed government was taking their largest short derivative position I had ever seen them take. Massive. Short derivative. They had like 60% covered on derivative.
Okay, for those that don't know, that's rocket scientists talk to most. Stay there. Explain what that means. They were selling short. The government was selling short at record levels on the eve of 9/11.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.